Heavy metals. They can be valuable things, like gold or copper. They can also be toxic. Lead, cadmium, mercury. Once heavy metals are in our soils, there is no chemical or biological process that can degrade them. But they can move around. Through the water table, they can move into biological systems. Now that's you, me, the food we eat. And once they're there, they accumulate, a slowly accumulating toxin that can damage the blood, the liver, the kidneys, the brain. Toxic heavy metals are primarily deposited in our soils by industrial and agricultural processes. So in this way, the very industries that enabled the population boom of the last century are now robbing us of a key element that we need to sustain population growth into the future, and that's arable land. We need arable land on which to grow our food to feed our population. Now, the solution to the problem seems simple. We need to clean up the land that's been polluted. Now, that's no easy task when it comes to heavy metals. Current heavy metal remediation strategies are expensive, labour-intensive, chemically astringent and environmentally destructive. Add to this the fact that we're continuously adding more and more heavy metals to the soil with each successive generation, and one quickly realises that we need a different approach to this problem. Now, I said there's no way for us to degrade the metals in the soil, but we can move them into specialised biological systems. So, meat. Heavy metal hyperaccumulators. These amazing plants can not only withstand the toxic effects of the heavy metals, but they've evolved to actively draw the metals up from the soil and store them in their leaves at concentrations that would kill a normal plant. So now with the metals safely stored in these biological systems, all we have to do is cut down the plants to remove the metals from the environment. The process is called phytoremediation. It's clean, it's green, it's cheap, but it's not yet efficient enough to be considered an economically viable technology. And that's where I come in. I'm studying the microbes that live on the roots of these amazing plants. So root-associated microbes work for the plant in much the same way as our own gut microbes work for us, in that they have a major role to play in how we break down and absorb nutrients. Because the root microbes form an interface between the plant root and the soil, they also have an integral role to play in how the heavy metals get from the contaminated soil into the plant tissues. My job is to unravel the workings of this microbial community, to ask, are there microbes in there that could speed up the metal accumulation process, or speed up the growth of the plant, or both? I'm asking, could the right combination of microbes be used to make phytoremediation an economically viable technology so that we can break this pollution cycle? Thank you.